but it's never far from home.
At 3:02, it is Gym Class getting ready to set sail for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Good show for you coming up. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with RJ Anderson. Also, we'll talk Hawkeye football. Mark Morehouse, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us. Mark and other members of the media were in Iowa City today to catch the coordinators talking, the offensive and defensive coordinators meeting the media today down in Iowa City. That and a whole lot more, including your chance to pick up some tickets to Fry Fest, the big concert there featuring the Spasmatics. It's all coming up right here on KGYM. And welcome in to the studios in the Southwest Side. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, once again here today as we take you through this Tuesday, August the 20th. A normal day? No, you say. And then you ask, why isn't it a normal day, guys? Well, to Mark and Kyle and Todd and Alex and everybody in the building, happy National Radio Day to everybody out there. I don't think it means anything more than any other day in the radio biz. Mark?
No, not particularly. I mean, because there must be one, right?
Well, there's got to be everything.
There must be a National Radio Day.
You know, there's National Butterfly Day. There's National, you know, Ice Cream Day. There's National Strawberry Day, whatever the case may be. They get a little ridiculous at times and start to double up and triple up a little bit. But
thanks to our friend Eugene for sending the first shout out to us today.
Appreciate it.
Had no idea it was National Radio Day, but thanks, Eugene.
Yeah. Well, I saw that earlier, but then Eugene did put that out. And thank you, Eugene. We appreciate it. We appreciate all our listeners out there as well. And a National Radio Day, hello to everyone as we try and we'll entertain you on the program here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated and a place where family and friends meet up again and again. And remember, when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. As we mentioned, we will have for you some Fry Fest concert tickets, four admission wrist passes, wristband passes to the Fry Fest High Porch Block Party featuring the Spasmatics and City Park. That will be coming up a week from this Friday night, August the 30th, down at Coralville's Iowa River Landing. Always a good time. Todd and Alex will be broadcasting there live from 4 o'clock until 7 on that day as we get ready for the premiere of high school football that night. By the way, high school football previews the last two Saturdays on the Coach's Corner. If you missed them, if you would like to relive them, if you would like to go back and listen for your favorite player, we invite you to do so. You can go get the podcasts at kgymradio.com. Tomorrow, on this very show, we will bring you the Gazette KGYM preseason top tens. They come out tomorrow.
You're one of the pollsters.
I am.
Yeah.
The panel grew, I believe, this year by one, I want to say. It's going out to a few more newspapers.
Is there 8, 10, 12 of you that do this?
Not that many.
Not that many.
Not that many. Me, Jeff Linder, JJ, KJ, I know for sure, and others. So, a good cross-section, if you will. And that first one is very difficult to try to. You use several resources, stats, you use the book that the state puts out. You use a lot of things. You use a little tradition going into it as well, which always plays a part in football. I mean, there's a reason Alabama is number one or number two each year, and Clemson lately. You know the teams that are going to be there. You think Dowling's probably going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to put all the puzzle pieces together, and did that at about 12:30 in this morning because I had put it
clear of mind at that hour.
I put it off a little bit. No, from early last week's vacation through vehicle-ageddon over the weekend, I just didn't have a lot of time to do it. But we got it. We got it done.
Action begins this week, as you know.
Some week zero games.
8-man games, and then everybody else thrust into action next week, either Thursday or Friday. We will not have a Thursday game, though.
No Thursday. There's one Thursday game, and I think it's two, I believe. One in the western part of the state, and I know that Brady Street has one, Assumption, and Rock Island Alaman will go at it on that Thursday night. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. That is also our phone number as well, 319-366-1600. As I mentioned, the coordinators were front and center today down in Iowa City. And I know that Todd and Alex were down there earlier on today. Audio coming up for you on local programming later on right here on KGYM. Nothing earth-shattering. I know Alex is talking with us, and he'll talk more in depth about this when he's on with Todd. But maybe Brian Ferentz kind of being a coach. He's doing coach speak 101 today. And maybe just kind of telling everybody to maybe pump the brakes a little bit before anointing, you know, Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson, the greatest tackle duo to ever play for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They got to do it on Saturdays. That's coach speak, Mark. And that's what kind of was inferred today by Brian Ferentz.
There was that. And a little narrowing of the running back position. We'll have Mr. Morehouse sort us out on that. High praise for Davian Nixon, the defensive lineman.
Yep.
No particular update on Oliver Martin, but Brian Ferentz saying he's practicing as if he's going to play. And I don't know what else you would do.
It's all you can do until they tell you you can't play, right? At this juncture?
It's a smart thing to do.
It's a smart thing to do, just in case he's able to jump out there and play. 319-366-1600. Other big news coming out of Iowa City today was the fact that the Associated Press named their All-American preseason teams. Iowa defensive end A.J. Epinesa named a first-team All-American preseason today. And congratulations to him.
Mm-hmm.
Very good honor right there. You'd probably rather have the postseason AP All-American Award, but it's a good feather in your cap to have the preseason one out there as well. So congratulations to AJ. And
Alaric Jackson, second team, I thought I saw.
Let me double check.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I missed it. Because I did go through there to see Iowa and Iowa State folks. And if I did not see that, then that was an oversight.
6429 on the text line, wishing us a happy radio day. And thanks to everyone at the gym for making the workday and commute better.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that.
And thank you for listening, because you're the big star out there. 319-366-1600. Checking. No.
My mistake.
Okay. He's been on some, but not the AP team. Pretty much the usual cast of characters out there. Trevor Lawrence is the first-team quarterback. The sophomore from Clemson, second team, Tua Tagovailoa of Alabama. Ooh, let the controversy start, Mark. Let it start. Let it flow out there. You want to feel old moment? You know what it is? Happy 75th birthday to, I think, maybe one of the most underrated Major League Baseball players of all time, the great Craig Nettles of the New York Yankees. He's 75!
Did he play till he's 55?
Oh,
what?
My
I don't know.
Goodness. That guy, he and Brooks Robinson, the best fielding third baseman I have ever seen.
They were good.
Bar none. And they both had some pop in the bat as well. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. We'll do that with R.J. Anderson coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Mark Morehouse will join us also coming up probably about 20 minutes or so and talk a little bit about Brian Ferentz as well as Phil Parker meeting the media today.
And we've got a poll question today at KGYMradio.com. And I apologize, my computer's... you know... I've been without a modem at home. This computer, this computer has not had a workout lately, so things are a bit slow. KGYMradio.com is where to find it. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. At the moment, which side of the ball do you have more faith in as a Hawkeye fan? Would it be the offense or the defense?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. And thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast for providing our poll question each and every day, weekday.
Right now, I'd have to say the offense. Experienced quarterback, experienced running backs.
Experienced receivers.
Largely experienced line. Tyler Linderbaum, the new center.
Which is huge.
But, he is highly thought of, I think. The wide receiver position will be deep, but how talented will they be? The big question is replacing the tight ends, two of them in the NFL. Nate Weeding capable, Sean Beyer, Drew Cook, all in the mix there, among others. So I think the offense right now I would lean to having more faith in.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. A couple little other tidbits here before we get to our first break. Last night, NFL preseason football, San Francisco and Denver. It was Noah Fant, the former Hawkeye, ankle injury, but not serious, according to sources out of Denver. Former Hawkeye linebacker out of Georgia, Jaden McDonald, has found a landing spot. He will be a Troy Trojan. Not a Cajun Troy Trojan, a Troy Trojan. So he will have to lose a year because he already redshirted. Troy is a Division I school. It's mm-hmm. not a. It is not an FCS school. They're a good FBS school out there. And of course, last night, Iowa loses a commitment to the 2020 class. Aaron Witt, the player out of Winona, Minnesota, he's making the tour of the Big Ten West as he flips from Iowa to Wisconsin, which will become his third Big Ten Western school that he is committed to.
He'll probably transfer within a year. He still can't make up his mind.
Come on, man. Come on, man. So a few things there to throw out and think upon. And we'll talk a lot more about the Hawkeyes with Mark Morehouse in a little bit. It is now official. The Oakland A's also have brought up former Cedar Rapidian A.J. Puck. Former Cedar Rapids, Washington product, mm-hmm. A.J. Puck. So he is now in the big leagues and will be pitching out of the bullpen the way it sounds. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Major League Baseball with you first. It's going to be R.J. Anderson to join us, staff writer for CBS Sports MLB's coverage, and plenty to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball. We'll do it after this on KGYM.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to WagerWise Wednesdays at 6 during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. Presented by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Back in the gym class for a Tuesday on KGYM at 3:18. Twins baseball, Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight one more time. We'll have it at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. Who won the game last night, Mark?
Chicago White Sox, 6-4. And
even had a squeeze bunt.
I'm telling you what, Tim Anderson is really good.
Thank you.
Not sure whether he's the first or second best shortstop in Chicago, but he's damn good. You got Abreu, and you got piece of that line. That's not a horrible lineup. And
no,
it wasn't last night.
Goings, I don't know. Make your own judgment on. Ryan.
Saying it's the greatest in Major League Baseball,
but yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. We'll see. We're going to talk Major League Baseball right now with R.J. Anderson of CBS Sports, MLB writer. Joining us here in the program. Reason, RJ, I had to give Mark a hard time is because I'm a White Sox fan and he's a Twins fan. And this doesn't happen very often that the White Sox actually beat the Twins. So we had to start off the segment with that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, though? You're right. It could happen more often in the coming years, depending on how some of those prospects develop.
No doubt. Well, let's start with the Twins. Caught by Cleveland. Now a precarious two-game lead over the Indians. And it looks as though those two teams real good shape as far as the postseason is concerned. What do you make of the AL Central race as we get down to the last month of the season?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting race because we all expected Cleveland to run away with it. And obviously once Minnesota built its lead, we were like, oh, okay, the division's in the bag for them. And yeah, here we are, you know, mid-August, and we actually have a bit of a race. Now, with that said, I do think that the Twins are probably going to win this division. When you look at their strength of schedule, or remaining schedule, I should say, they actually have the easiest schedule in baseball. And when you do the math over the course of a 162-game season, their average opponent would win, I think it's 6 or 7 fewer games than Cleveland's average opponent. So, you know, that's beneficial to Minnesota. And, of course, they have those 6 head-to-head matchups remaining. So we'll see, you know, what shakes out in those games. But I do think that the Twins are probably going to win the division. And when they do, they'll be, you know, rightful division winners. But they can also perhaps credit their schedule down the stretch for helping them achieve that title.
Well, as the National League Central turns, have we learned any more in the last week than we did, you know, last week?
Not really.
Not really, no.
It's going to continue to be a 3-team race down the stretch, and it seems like every day we have a new leader in that division, and right now it's the Cardinals, but wouldn't surprise me at all if, you know, in a day or two, we're talking about the Cubs again, or this time next week, we're talking about the Brewers. You know, those are 3 good teams, seemingly pretty evenly matched, and it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out over the rest of the way as well.
Are they just kind of playing the string out to see who is going to be first or second round fodder? When you get into the postseason, though, anything is possible at this point.
Yeah, anything is possible, especially over the course of a 5-7 game series, but you know, you're right. You're alluding to the Dodgers because, you know, there's a really good case to be made, but the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. I mean, they have a plus 210 run differential, which is like 30 runs better than any other team. They're head and shoulders above any other National League team. And you look at that roster and you say, boy, they're about to get better because they have Dustin May moving to the bullpen. They potentially have Gavin Lux coming up and joining their middle infield. And, you know, that's just a talent factory organization. You know, they just find talent, they develop talent, and you see it not only in the results, but you see it in the roster, and you see it in the all-star games, you see it in their consecutive pennant wins. And you know, it shouldn't surprise anybody if the Dodgers end up winning the World Series this year.
The Nationals lighting up the scoreboard, 13 runs or more, I guess, in the last 3 games, and This is a team on the move a little bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, it still blows my mind that Juan Soto is about 2 months away from turning 21. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's had a heck of a year and a half in the major leagues. He's been really consistent if you look at his year-to-year numbers. I believe he's actually got identical numbers in, like, walks and home runs and all. And, you know, it just almost feels like he's underappreciated because so much of last season was spent talking about Bryce Harper. And at times this year we talked about Victor Robles or, you know, what's gone wrong in D.C. and so on and so forth. But here's a guy who looks like he could be a generational style hitter, and he's just doing his business. There's really no frills to his game. He just hits, and hits some more.
Washington Nationals quietly 12 games over 500. Looking good, I guess, at this point anyway, to get into the postseason as a wild card. And if they don't catch the Braves anyway, I'll ask you a question. Mark and I have been going back and forth with this. If you were the Nationals, who would you start in that wild card game? Scherzer
or Strasburg?
I wouldn't want to be the one to tell Max Scherzer he's not starting an elimination game.
I would agree.
By default.
That would be my...
Yeah, there's no way.
He might take... he would... Yeah, I would agree with you on that. RJ Anderson joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Staying with the National League East here, Philadelphia Phillies, so much on their shoulders going into the season. And here they are tied with the Mets, 9 games behind the Braves, but both out of the postseason right now. How much of a letdown would it be if the Phillies don't make the playoffs?
Well, it'd be a letdown because of the amount of talent they added to the organization over the winter. But at the same time, I think people need to remember that this is a team that went through a multi-year rebuilding process, and frankly, they didn't get much from it. You know, the prospects that they were able to develop are either on their big league roster or have been traded elsewhere, and it's not a Braves-like situation where we're talking about them having a surplus of young players still available to them as they go down the stretch and as they enter the winter and so on and so forth. So, you know, this team needed to add external talent in a significant way if they were going to actually compete within the division or even within the National League. So, in a sense, they've kind of succeeded by even being in the race at this point. Now, yes, it's going to be a disappointment if they fall short, but, you know, we'll see how things go. They're about 2 games back in the wild card, and, you know, Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto, 2 of their big offseason additions, are heating up, and who knows? You know, there's enough ball games to be played that it's possible they find themselves in the postseason after all.
You know, RJ, Mike Trout played here in Cedar Rapids for the Class A Colonels, and I was just thinking this morning about this guy who plays on the West Coast and for not a very good team, at least a postseason contender in recent years, and he's going to put up another monster season. I was trying to think of another player that didn't operate in obscurity, but just quietly goes along and adds to his already terrific career.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a shame because we're talking about someone who is almost certainly the best player in baseball right now, but perhaps the best player of all time. I mean, he's just an incredible talent. And, you know, the Angel team as a whole, we really need them to become more competitive because they also have Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is doing something we've literally never seen before. And yet, you know, we don't really see enough of the Angels. We aren't going to see them in postseason once more. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping that the Angels figure things out. They can find some pitching this winter and that they give the Astros a run for their money next year and at least win a wild card spot, because I think the world really needs to be able to appreciate Trout and Ohtani and some of their other players on a national stage for once.
Yeah, not going to make it this year. Their brethren in the AL West, the Oakland A's, made a little news today here locally because they brought up A.J. Puck, Cedar Rapids native here from our hometown. Well thought of left-hander in their organization. Sounds like he's going to be out of the bullpen, though, for the A's, and they're going all in to try to get one of those wild card spots.
Yeah, and to be fair, he's only in the bullpen because he's still coming back from Tommy John surgery. But he's going to be someone who can really impact their bullpen down the stretch. You know, he's been sitting 98 to 99 with his fastball, per what a league source told me. He still has a good slider. You know, the changeup and the curveball a little inconsistent. So we'll see how those develop over the course of not only this season, but heading forward. But he has a chance to be at least a mid-rotation starter in the future. And, you know, don't be surprised if the A's also call upon Jesus Luzardo at some point. He's the other really talented left-hander in their farm system. And you're right, you know, they're they're making an honest effort to reach the postseason, and I applaud it. You know, that organization never tanks and never intentionally loses. They always try to do the most of what they can, and looks like they're going to potentially succeed again this year.
Other side of the coin, the Boston Red Sox might not be succeeding this year. You know, sales problems out there, and with that in mind, is the Red Sox balloon pretty much been popped?
Yeah, they're not going to make the postseason this year, barring some kind of miracle. And, you know, the thing about losing Sale is that we've talked all season about how he's having a disappointing year and how he's having an inconsistent year based on his own lofty standards. But when you look at some of the other members of their rotation, Sale is still arguably the third best starter. And, you know, now they're going to turn whatever starts he's missing. I know he's missing the rest of the season, but however many starts he's missing over to what's likely to be a replacement level option. And so, you know, it's just going to be really tough for them to go on the kind of run they need to go on in order to top the Rays, the A's, and some of these other wild card teams. So unfortunate for them, but hey, if you're a Boston fan, the bright side is that you just won the World Series last October. So whatever, take a year off, right?
Yeah, but that's, you know, this side of travesty in New England lately to not win a championship, right?
No, you're right about that. They have very, very high expectations up there, and rightfully so, I suppose.
Yeah, I would imagine. We'll see. And give him a follow on Twitter, at @R_J_Anderson, and read his stuff as well at CBS Sports. RJ, appreciate it as always. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right, RJ Anderson joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:29 here on KGYM. We mentioned week from this coming Friday, it is Fry Fest down in Coralville at the Iowa River Landing. And the big party, big high porch picnic party, as Hayden would like to say, been known to say, going to feature the Spasmatics in City Park. And we have four admission wristbands for you to win right now. Kyle's ready. He's at the ready for caller 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You can go and get more information on Fry Fest at kgymradio.com. And Todd and Alex are going to be down there broadcasting live. All kinds of vendors down there. Our good friend Mark Ironside will be down there with the car. It's going to be fixed. Talked to him last week. Says it's going to be ready to go for Fry Fest. Looking nice after a little bit of an incident a couple months ago. So the race car will be down there because I had a lot of people ask about it. 319-366-1600. That is the number. And Kyle's got our winner. So we appreciate that out there. Baseball is it's winding down, man. We're getting to it. The Twins with the two-plus game lead right now. The Cardinals lead the Cubs by a half game. Almost no-hitter last night in St. Louis. Almost combined no-hitter last night by the St. Louis Cardinals as they beat the Milwaukee Brewers. Every time you're ready to kind of kick the Brewers to the curb, they come back. They're kind of the Northwestern Wildcats of the National League Central.
I think the Cardinals as well, yeah, in some respects.
Quietly getting it done. The Washington Nationals, I think, are even quieter at getting things done. 12 games over 500 at this point. And we were talking about back in May and early June that Davey Martinez was going to be the first manager fired.
Yeah.
As far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And we haven't had that happen yet, so... Not only Davey Martinez, but nobody else, basically. Remember the days when there used to be managers fired? I'm not saying it's a good thing, but, you know, it used to happen a lot out there. Is it Charles and Solon? There we go. Charles, appreciate you listening here today on National Radio Day, and enjoy Fry Fest and the concert.
Spartans going to have another good football team down there.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Yes, they are. And, yeah, Coach Miller getting things done down there in Spartan country. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk some football. Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette was down in Iowa City today. And we'll talk Hawkeye football with Mark when we come back.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Be a toolbox hero now through August at Acme Tools in Cedar Rapids. Take advantage of huge savings on your favorite Milwaukee power tools. Save up to $150 instantly on select M18 tool kits. Get free tools with select Bear tool purchases. And get new, lower pricing on many M18 and M12 Milwaukee tools. There's fall cleanup specials on Milwaukee outdoor power equipment. And save up to 15% on all Big Hog carbide drill bits at Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers, because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K, or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam, or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers, right in the middle of the fight for the top of the NL Central.
Coverage begins Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here on the Gym, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. And coming up tomorrow, the final edition of Caddy Smack for the year. We'll talk golf with Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. He'll be in studio to answer your late season questions. It's not even late season. We play into the fall, well into the fall, probably too far into the fall and into the early winter. But we'll talk with Brian coming up tomorrow as we get ready for the Tour Championship at Eastlake for the top 30 in the PGA Tour this weekend. Going to talk some Hawkeye football right now. Mark Morehouse does a terrific job for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Give him a follow at markmorehouse.com on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. Kind enough to join us here after a day down in Iowa City. And we always like to ask, what did we learn today, Mark, that we didn't know coming out of Iowa City? What did you learn today coming out of listening to the coordinators?
Running back has a little clarity. It sounds like the top two right now are Mekhi Sargent and Torin Young. Defensively, it looks like Iowa found something in Davion Dixon. Phil Parker talked about his energy and the leadership that he brings. And you're talking about really not a first-year player. This is his third year. He's part of the 2017 recruiting class, had 2 years of academic difficulties, and is now ready to go. Sounds like he's bringing some juice. And that's about – didn't find out a ton. Brian deferred a lot of, like, which true freshman will play, who's the number two quarterback.
any sort of like meaty decision making was pawned off to his dad, to Kirk. Phil Parker, pretty straightforward. He said right off the top that he doesn't quite have a full depth chart yet, and he's going to give himself until I think some decisions have been made. Realistically, I just don't think they've quite written everything in pen yet, and I think that's kind of what Phil leaned on. But maybe tune in next Tuesday to see who much true freshman will play. And I think Tyler Goodson will be part of that. I think sounds like Dane Belton, defensive back from Florida, will be part of that. And there was one defensive guy that I'm totally blanking on right now. I apologize, but
Logan Lee.
Oh, Brian did say that it was that a lot of true freshmen will probably play. I'm not sure beyond the four games, but it sounds like that they're looking to this group, this class, to add some depth, if nothing else.
Would it be Logan Lee, Mark?
Yeah, I think it could be. He didn't bring him up today, but he was clearly. I mean, if you saw Kids Day a couple Saturdays ago, he clearly was in the plans. I think he was getting second team reps at defensive tackle. And if you look at that, here's a kid who was signed on in December as a tight end and leaked out in the middle of, I want to say, winter last year. He's moved to defensive end, and now he's a defensive tackle. I think he's a really good football player.
It seems as if Brian Ferentz at least read a couple paragraphs of your 8-part series on Tristan Wirfs today. But I not necessarily ask you about that, but we've both been in the business a long time. I don't think we ever went into an interview thinking, oh, this is going to be an 8-part series with a few sidebars. Tell us how that interview developed and how you came about making it what it is or what it was.
Yeah. Well, I sat down. Usually every summer I have a home visit type thing with a player and their folks. And, I hate to admit this, but for some reason, Mark, I have in my head that Mount Vernon was in Johnson County. I've been here 20 years.
We'll give you a pass.
You shouldn't. You should be very. You should not. But anyway, I went in and I talked to Tristan and Sarah, and they kept saying all these names. I mean, just name after name: U Sports, coaches, friends, Kalia, Sarah's daughter, Tristan's sister, all the family members who had a hand in this. And to me, you know, you're talking about, I don't know if this is the right term or not, but a single mom with two kids in a small town like that, you know, that's a boat that needs a little bit of, you know, help down the river. And I felt like to me that I really wanted to call as many of those people as I could and include that story. And so half the story basically is, you know, about Tristan and his mom, Sarah. And then the other half is really, in my mind, kind of world building about the town of Mount Vernon, some of the culture they have going there. I mean, if you're born in Mount Vernon and you happen to go to a certain sitter, a daycare, you're going to grow up and be a wrestler in Mount Vernon. That's how that is. And then I loved how Aaron Truitt, the assistant coach, told me about the letter that Tristan wrote when he was kind of on the fence on his senior year of wrestling. And then, you know, Truitt goes and he recruits Justin Dix from the bank and Matt Kroll from the Kroll Farms and a couple other dudes to wrestle with Tristan at heavyweight because, boy, he's a big kid and he's a strong kid. He threw the coach through the 8-foot drop ceiling in the wrestling room at least a couple times. So, yeah, that story just bloomed from there. And, yeah, it probably doesn't fit in the newspaper. Not a typical online story, even probably more of a digital project. I mean, completely digital, but I had fun doing it. I tried to build a world. I probably, Mark, will never do anything like that again.
You know,
it took a lot of work.
It did, and it was terrific. I commend you on it. And just knowing Tristan, I don't know him well, but knowing him from covering his days at Mount Vernon. And into his time a little bit in Iowa City. But I think the best synopsis of the piece I got was from someone who I know from Mount Vernon and said that was not only about, you know, a great, you know, multiple piece about Tristan, it was also kind of a multiple piece about Mount Vernon and just kind of life in a 2A town in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was shooting for. And so many, I ran into what I would consider quote-unquote Lion Kings. Got people who kind of make sure that the machine is still moving. Dave Ryan at the bank. He hires Justin Dix. Justin Dix is a former wrestler. Dave Ryan, he happens to run, for 20 years ran the kids wrestling program in Mount Vernon. And by the way, he brought his daughter in when she was in first grade, and she cleared out the wrestling room because she killed them all.
And Libby could.
It's funny. Libby Ryan, she was a tough, and she's an infielder at Drake right now. So great athlete, great attitude. So yeah, Dave was one. Justin Dix is another Lion King. And then Randy Thompson, the gentleman who helps run the daycare, former 1972 Mount Vernon grad. I'm sorry, Bill Thompson. 1972 Mount Vernon grad, two-time state champion coach at Mount Vernon. Oh, yeah, and he runs the daycare that Tristan Wirfs went to. Also, Tristan was there with Justin Light. His dad is Zach Light, the Lisbon wrestling family. And, he's the head coach of Mount Vernon Wrestling. So a lot of interconnectedness there that I think maybe – I don't want to get too big idea, but it was kind of cool to me to see how a community can work.
Mark, take a stab at our poll question today, if you will. At the moment, which side of the ball do you have more faith in, offense or defense?
The Iowa? Good question, Mark. I love that. Who's winning so far?
Offense. Offense. Yeah.
Really? Offense. That's I always lean defense with Iowa, and when Iowa has number 94, A.J. Epineza, I'm going to go that way. He's their best player, period. Beyond that, though, I thought it was funky that Phil talked about some of the spots in the secondary today and how he doesn't really have a depth chart there yet. It tells me there's either good competition or maybe he's not quite seeing what he wants to see. And he talked about free safety a bit. Sounds like Jack Kerner is knocking on the door to become the next sort of Jake Gervais. That could come at the expense of Kayvon Merriweather, who has kind of been penciled in that position for most of the spring. So there's a couple spots on defense that I think the good stuff he said about Davion Nixon was smart. Showed me that they have an enthusiastic and pretty good 305-pound defensive tackle, which is exactly what they needed. Offensively, Brian talked a little bit about the running game, and basically he's pointing the finger right at the running game for the last 2 years. He said it's not been to standard, basically, and that is job one. And I expect them to hit the ground running. So an Iowa offense that isn't confident that it can run the ball, thinks it might be able to, but isn't quite confident yet. I'm going to give the gold medal to defense every time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mark Morehouse from the Gazette joining us at 3:45 Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here in KGYM as we talk Iowa football, getting ready for the opener against Miami of Ohio. And we talked about the offensive line. Brian talked a little bit about Tristan Wirfs, Larrick Jackson today. How about Tyler Lindebaum at center? Most important position on the offensive line, and you're handing it over to a guy who's a terrific athlete. Another kind of Wirfs guy. He's, except Solon, and, never the twain shall meet, by the way, on Highway 1. But, he's going to given a pretty big position and pretty hefty keys to the car here to start things off.
That's an excellent observation, Scott. I 100% agree. And it's curious, but every time I've gone in to ask about Lindebaum, it's all been good. And so I think I'm going to give Kirk Ferentz some credit on this one. I did actually on media day get a chance to ask him about why he's such a center nerd. And maybe it's horse whisperer stuff. I don't know, but he seems to really have a knack for that. I mean, if you look at Iowa center, I think Ferentz has only had 10 or 12 of them. I think one freshman has played there, Raphael Eubanks, a few years ago. Yeah, you're right. Lindebaum is getting a lot of trust. He's getting a lot of responsibility thrust on a first-year guy who's moving over from defensive tackle. So you're right, though. It's a Mount Vernon Solon vein, and I was mining that again and seeing pictures of Linderbaum throwing hay bales at Solon Beef Days, he's physically ready. He looks physically ready. Also, there's a little bit of a family history there. He had a brother who wrestled, I want to say, at Minnesota State. I almost said Mankato State. He's a go-getter wrestler. He actually pinned Tristan Wirfs, and talking to the Wirfs, they're like, yeah, that's all we ever hear from Solon. So you're right, Scott. It's absolutely Solon and Mount Vernon. I don't know how that town, those two towns, make it without a wall.
Mark, you spoke earlier about the separation that Sargent and Young have made in the backfield from the rest of the crop. As you know, you can't get through a season with two running backs, hashtag Sam Brownlee. Where does this leave guys like Ivory, Kelly Martin, and the others?
I think that's a great question. I'm interested to see what role Ivory Kelly Martin has. I think he could be the guy who might be an odd man out if you look at it. And if they're going to find anything for the true freshman or even for Henry Guile, it's probably going to come at his expense, because it sounded like today Brian said a couple of times, right now there's a clear number one and number two, and that was Sargent and Young. So any more touches, I think, is probably going to come from the best of those three. And I have not heard a ton from practice, but Tyler Goodson, running back from Georgia, had a lot of great offers. I'm really interested to see what he can do. I haven't had a lot of info from camp, but running back to me is one of the bigger stories on the team. He also did talk about the guards, because there's some competition there yet. But in the offensive line and running back obviously have to work hand in hand. It's going to be interesting, Mark. I do think a true freshman gets in there. I'm just not sure how much. I like the idea of Iowa running three running backs just in case, because you're right, they always need more than one, and they're probably going to need more than two. That's an interesting race, and I don't think with running back, I think the hard part is going to be keeping everybody in it. You know, some guys aren't going to get the carries they want to get or they dreamed of. And then the trick is keeping them viable so they're ready in case.
If Kirk Ferentz is a center nerd, I'm a bit of a kicker nerd.
We all are.
Hello, Keith Duncan.
Welcome back, Keith Duncan,
from the game winner back in his freshman season. And did get a redshirt in, I think, in 2017. But he looks to be the guy again. And, you know, that kickers are all psyche. And I'm going to be interested to see the psyche of Keith Duncan, if he indeed is the kicker going into the season, because, you know, he hasn't been out there, you know, with the bolts flying, so to speak, in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he and Caleb Shudek are in a battle. Both of you guys remember the name Shudek.
I
want to say his dad kicked at Iowa State.
Yep.
Dad or uncle, I can't remember which. I'd have to look it up. But those guys are both in it. And just from our one time seeing them this summer, both look great. they hit every field goal that was thrown in front of them on Kids Day, including, I want to say, at least a couple 50-yarders on both ends. Keith Duncan is just an interesting guy in just fortitude. I mean, that's a two-year hiatus. And that was a tough bullet to bite, I imagine. You know, ego-wise, you want to be out there. And the taste he got as a true freshman beating Michigan with 10 million people watching on television, I could see where that guy might have dreams of playing elsewhere, even though he lost his job for 2 years. So give him credit, huge credit for sticking through it. His leg strength is better. It's better than it was last summer. But along with that, Caleb Shudek's come along too. So I think both those guys. One thing that I don't know you guys yet that I'm kind of interested in, Miguel Recinos is so good on kickoff as far as placing the ball or booting it out of the end zone. Need to see. I think there's a chance you could see some platooning going on if somebody has a decidedly stronger leg.
Yeah, Jeff Shudek is Caleb's father, kicked at Iowa State. Yeah. Last for me, Mark, two things that didn't get sorted out, the never-ending Oliver Martin saga, and then the backup quarterback position.
Yeah, Brian left the backup QB question for Kirk. Just in my one time to see practice kids day. I thought Spencer Petras looked like the guy. Accurate arm, fit the ball into some small windows. But I can't call it. I thought he had a better day that day. I don't know what happened the other 29 or what's going to happen between now and next week. One thing I really like about Peyton Manziel, he has no restrictions on where his arm angle. He'll get rid of the ball, and I think that potentially makes him a guy who's dangerous on broken plays, but I don't know how you practice that. It's tough to see that. So I'm interested to see how that breaks down myself. What was the other part of the question, Mark? I'm sorry.
Oliver Martin.
Oh, yeah. No updates. I'm still hearing positive whispers, but no updates. Brian said I was just actually writing that part. More versatile, I think, than people realize. Brian said that he can play outside, he can play inside. Great body control, good athlete, good enough athlete to be out there. Definitely, they're high on him. I think he wants to use him, but of course, there's a big stop sign right now, and everyone's got to wait for the NCAA to sign off.
Are all these quarterbacks going to still be here?
No.
And you had Deuce Hogan to the mix.
Exactly. And then 2020 is going to be, like Running Man or something, some game show where there's elimination. I'm looking forward to 2020, but I was talking with Scott Dockerman today and trying to go through the forensics of the last quarterback race at Iowa, Jake Rudock and C.J. Beathard. And they're both kind of reminding each other how messy that was and how long that dragged on into kids' day into mid-August. So it'll be fun for us. I don't know if it'll be fun for them, but it'll be fun for us because who knows? I mean, I think when a team doesn't have a quarterback, incumbent quarterback, it helps the cliques, but I'm not sure it helps the coaches' indigestion.
We have one question on our text line for you, Mark, and that's about the punting position and whether Michael Sleep Dalton will assume that spot.
I think he will, but I still has to win it and still to be determined. But I think you don't bring in a 27-year-old from Australia who owns a house, I think. Halas wrote it. I can't remember where. Owns a house maybe in Australia. I can't remember. But you don't bring that guy in to have him watch or be the holder. I think you bring that guy in because you really want to upgrade the position. I think that's probably the track it's on, but I got to say again, one practice, one glimpse at it, and I thought him and Colton Rastetter were terrific. The drills were basically down in the ball on the side of the five. Sleep was not against a rush, but Sleep Dalton put one, I want to say, at the one-inch line with a backspin. So you guys were talking about golf earlier. He's got a, what is it, Volk? Is that the
wedge? The Volke wedge?
Volke. I think his foot is a Volke.
Well, I think Iowa fans would like that.
We like to call it jizz.
If that is the case. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow at Mark Morehouse. Mark, always appreciate it, and look forward to talking with you through the season.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
All right. Mark Morehouse. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We're going to take a break, come back, have more for you, and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream.
Oh.
and 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can pre-order my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Conventional Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
After a rare loss at home to the White Sox, Twins look to even things up behind Michael Pineda on Tuesday. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Twins and Chicago Tuesday night from Target Field on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about rare loss. Twins and the Sox coming up tonight for you, and we'll have it at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. And looking forward to that. Tomorrow night, we got baseball as well from ESPN. It will be the Cardinals and the Brewers, game three of that very important series. They are actually going to start it at 6:45, so we'll join probably in the bottom of the first or top of the second tomorrow, right in there. But very big games in the National League Central tomorrow. I believe in St. Louis, that series is being played.
Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with Iowa football, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. At the moment, which side of the ball do you have more faith in as a Hawkeye fan? The offense or the defense? Right now, two-thirds of you are saying defense.
Interesting. Interesting. Like Mark Morehouse, you and I both said offense. So. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. You were talking about there's video of Carly Lloyd kicking a field goal.
I had to retweet it in hopes the Bears checked it out.
But now people are saying it's only a 34-yard field goal. The long snapper's at the 15, the holder at the 24, 34-yard field goal. It doesn't matter. She still made it.
And it would have cleared from 55.
It would have cleared from a lot longer than 34. Now she did a little stutter start and had no rush, so... Keep that in mind.
That's better than what the Bears have right now.
The Bears. Look for a kicker. All right. Caddy Smack in the gym class. Final one coming your way tomorrow. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex.